It's out right now. It's 94 on the beach at Lakeview Park.
It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Spotlight on Lorraine, day one of three. We could even phrase it as day one of four. We're in Lorraine all throughout the week. Matt and I here today. The guys on the morning show, Bruce Van Dyke and Craig Adams, they will be here tomorrow morning. And then they've got the international breakfast taking place on Wednesday. And then Matt Douglas and I come back out this direction on Friday for the Lorraine International Festival down at Black River Landing. We're coming at you from the beach at Lakeview Park. And joining us right now with Lorraine County Metro Parks, Brian Goldthorpe. Brian, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Lovely. Boy, you guys could not have picked out a better day. This is gorgeous. It's hot. But you know what? If it's hot, where else would you rather be than the beach, right?
That's the truth.
It's good stuff. Well, you guys are busy. And this time of the year, I would imagine this is probably the busiest time of the year for you guys. All kinds of cool things going on. And you were telling me a little bit earlier, you guys actually have a community yoga event going on down here. What's this all about?
Yeah, we've wanted to impress fitness throughout the community, and we decided to have a community yoga event. And our goal is to fill the beach. So it's free. It's on Saturday, July 14th. It begins at 6:30 in the morning, so you got to get out of bed real early. But we also have one at 7 and one at 8. The cafe will be open to serve breakfast. There will also be other yoga studios here to kind of show their wares and try to encourage people to yoga.
Look, I'm not a yoga or a yogurt or a yogi or whatever they call themselves, but I can say this. For the people who do enjoy yoga, I can't imagine doing it anywhere else but here with the sun coming up. I mean, that's going to be a beautiful sight and a great event.
Yeah, we're really hoping that we get enough people out here to fill the beach and have a great event. You know, we also do yoga a couple times, different times during the week. You can find that. This month is Fridays at 9 a.m. Next month is Sundays at 7 a.m. August will be Thursdays at 8 p.m. And in September, it'll be Sundays at 3 p.m. So we're trying to hit every time. You have no excuse not to come down.
You mentioned you want to fill the beach with that, so I'm curious about how many people would it take to fill the beach? I mean, this is a pretty big beach here. I mean, it's going to take a lot of people to come on down here and fill it up.
Yes, it would. I mean, I've had 7,000 people down here, so
whoa,
you know, it would take quite a few, but it's our goal. So
7,000 people you've had on the beach at one point?
Yeah, when we had the Cleveland Pops, we had a huge turnout.
God,
for that.
I bet that'd be a great show. You said it was a big turnout yesterday. Obviously, Father's Day, a Sunday weekend. So I imagine this is the place to be, especially when the temperatures hit these 80s and 90s.
Yeah, it is. We had a great turnout all weekend. We had, on Saturday, we had the Juneteenth Blues Fest. Oh, cool. It's one of the festivals that we do throughout the year. We have music on the second Sunday of every month. Credo's coming out next month to play at 7 p.m. out by the fountain. We also have concerts on Friday nights in July on the amphitheater. So we do it. We do all kinds of stuff. This weekend, if you come out, you're going to see beach volleyball at its best. We'll have 32 nets set up. I think they put like 8 teams per net, maybe more.
Wow.
But it's done by an outside group, so I'm not.
That's cool.
I just provide the site, and they do everything else.
When's that start? You said Friday?
It starts Saturday morning, okay. And it'll be Sunday morning.
Now, is the beach open at that time? Can you come and swim during that?
Absolutely. Okay. You can still come and swim and enjoy the park. You know, you just walk. We leave a lane for the people to walk down. And it's a great day.
Well, that sounds like a good weekend plan right there. Watch some competitive beach volleyball and take a dip when you get a little too warm.
Right? It's the ideal scenario. Yeah.
They come in from all over the United States to play.
That's cool.
Very cool stuff. How long does it take for something like that to get organized and put together? You mentioned that somebody else is running it, but they're using the site. So I know that probably takes a great deal of collaboration between the two of you.
Yeah, it does. I mean, but we've done it so long. I think they're in their 26th or 27th season of doing it. I mean, they started out with like two teams, and it's grown to just a huge event. And it's Lakeview Beach Volleyball organization. Karen and Jeff Yeager do the tournament. I also have a group that does leagues on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. Tuesday nights is a high school league, and Thursday nights an adult league. Karen or Carrie and Mason Cooley do that. So, yeah.
Very cool stuff. Well, you mentioned you guys had the Cleveland Pops Orchestra up here for an event earlier. I'm just curious, when you set something like that up, are they up here out on the porch? Are they down there on the beach? How do you guys set that up?
Well, that was a one-time event, but we pulled a stage right out on the beach with a tractor and set up sound and everything for them, and it was a great backdrop, and, you know, it's a huge undertaking to do something like that.
Well, yeah, that one I would imagine takes a heck of a lot of planning, just trying to figure out how it's going to work schematically. But, boy, I can't imagine a better setting. You come out here, hang out at the beach, and you've got the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. I mean, that's going to be a really, really cool setting. That would be cool for you as well, right?
Oh, that was one of my favorite events that we've done.
I was just going to say, it seems with everything you guys do, I mean, from sporting events like the volleyball going on to the orchestras, is there one thing you really cherish? I mean, you mentioned the music quite a bit. Is that one of your favorite things when you get that going?
I enjoy providing, you know, entertainment for the public. You know, any reason to get them here, you know, the mayor talked about tourism. You know, that's our goal. Bring people in. Yeah. I just talked to a couple down on the beach. They were driving by from Cleveland, pulled in, and now they're sitting on the beach, and they said they'll be back.
Nice.
So that's my goal. I mean, with the Rose Garden and everything else we do here, just promote.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Rose Garden out front, too, obviously a big part of it. And are you one of the guys who maintains that thing? How do you keep that thing going? Because the roses are prim and beautiful.
It takes a lot of work. I have a great crew that does a lot of the weeding and pruning and I have to take care of the other needs.
Nice.
But, yeah, it's a lot of work. It takes a lot of man hours.
During the week, about how much time have you put into that thing?
Probably, if you add all the hours up, we're over, you know, 100 hours easy. We have volunteers. We have a great volunteer crew that comes in and does the pruning for me also. And I tell them, if you want to volunteer, great, come on out. If you have a half an hour to spend in the garden, that's a half hour I don't have to spend in there.
Makes perfect sense. You mentioned you guys are going to open up the cafe as well for the community yoga event. What kinds of things do you guys have in the cafe?
Well, for that, they're going to have breakfast items, but starting Memorial Day, we reopen the cafe. We are we're open from Memorial Day to Labor Day, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 daily. We're going to be open no matter what. We have wraps, burgers, you know, the typical fare, salads, some soups, and I wish everybody would come out and give us a try.
There you go. When you're done on the beach, you can come up, grab yourself a snack, then head right back down.
Absolutely.
Can't ask for anything.
We'll
more.
Actually be open this weekend also because of the volleyball tournament.
Okay.
So, you know, all the people that can't make it during the week, come on out and try us on Saturday and Sunday.
Good stuff. Well, we can't let you go without asking you about some bowling. You and I were talking inside earlier where it was about, I don't know, 25 degrees cooler. Poor Matt was out here sweating his tail off doing the news while you and I were doing some really good preparation for the interview. And you're telling me that you're big into bowling. You bowl once a week, and you're also coaching at Amherst.
Yes, I really enjoy coaching the kids. And, you know, we have a great bowling community that support the kids that bowl in high school bowling.
Now, how long have you been coaching at Amherst?
I've been coaching 4 years. This will be my fourth year, and I just recertified, so I'm good for another couple of years.
You get certified by the OHSAA or the USBC?
OHSAA.
Okay.
We have to have the pupil activity permit, and we have to take concussions all the time, you know, every time we renew our pupil activity permit.
Is that a serious threat in bowling, the concussion protocol?
Well, you can slip and fall. And
that's a good
head.
Point, yeah. That's a good point.
You could, right? You don't set your feet up, right?
Yeah, that's
depends if you're going with a three-step approach or the five-step approach, right?
Or a four-step.
Or a four-step, yeah. See, it just all depends on the approach. There's less risk involved, the fewer steps you take in most cases, right?
Well, it's, you know, it's, if you get over the foul line, it's really slippery.
That's true, too. That's a good point. You know, that's a double bummer because then you get the foot foul and you get a concussion.
Exactly.
Especially if you throw a strike. There's nothing worse. Or if you're a right-hander and that 10-pin's standing up laughing at you, if you slide across the foul line, you knock it down, then to find out it doesn't count, right?
Yep,
that single
exactly.
pin, that single pin spare conversion rate's kind of tough if you're going across that foul line. It can go down in a hurry, but I would imagine that's a lot of fun. You said you still bowl once a week?
Yeah, I bowl once a week at Redmond's. But yeah, we do it for the kids.
Sure.
And a lot of the bowling coaches aren't teachers. A lot of them are people like me who go after work or take vacation days to take them to tournaments and stuff like that. So. You know, it's a dedicated group of coaches.
Could you put bowling pins down here on the beach somewhere? Has anyone ever thought of that?
I don't think it would roll real well.
You could do beach bowling.
There you go.
Big beach ball and throw it at some inflatable pins, right? That could work.
Yep. Well, we have lawn bowling as you come right in the park.
It's
similar to bocce ball, but the ball curves a certain direction. So, yeah, we have bowling here anyway.
See? It was here. We just didn't know that it was
here.
There
you go.
Good stuff. Well, Brian, I know you're going to join the guys in the morning show tomorrow. We certainly look forward to that.
Totally.
Thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for hosting us here, too.
Yeah.
This has been a lot of fun for us, and we're not done yet. So you're stuck with us for another 90 minutes or so, but we appreciate you having us.
That's okay. You know, I always appreciate you guys coming out and spending the day or the morning with us and promoting the city of Lorain.
Certainly.
Absolutely. Brian Goldthorpe with the Lorain County Metro Parks joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We need to get to a break. Coming up in just a minute, we've got Your Money Now, then back to Mac Douglas with the local news. Again, we're coming at you live from the beach at Lakeview Park on our spotlight on Lorain. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.